This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, way down the roots on a rough day for stock markets, economy, coronavirus. Democrats have been rooting and rooting and rooting, excuse the pun, and they got what they wanted. They wanted to bring down the Trump economy. They got it short term, I guarantee you. I guarantee you, mark this down, save this moment, Chris O'Sullivan, 6 months from now. So what's today? Today is March 9th, right? Yeah, March 9th. So 6 months from today would be April 9th, May 9th, June 9th, July 9th, August 9th, September 9th. That's before the election. 6 months from today, the stock market will recover and will be higher than it is today. This is the most ridiculous overreaction in the history of the world. It is the flu, ladies and gentlemen. It may be a harsh flu. It may be a nasty flu. It's the flu. And nobody has ever stopped global business or U.S. business or told colleges your kids are not allowed to go to class anymore or said don't go to sporting events anymore, don't get on airplanes anymore, don't go to conventions anymore, close down Las Vegas, stop buying, stop going to restaurants, stand in hours lines to get toilet paper and water. By the way, don't faucets work in a pandemic? Last I checked, you can turn on your faucet and water comes out. Why are you buying bottled water? Boxes and boxes of bottled water. Why? Doesn't water come out of the faucet? And why are you waiting in line for toilet paper? My fiance went online 2 days in a row and bought all the toilet paper we needed from Amazon and Walmart. I must be missing something. People are waiting in hour lines, 2 hour lines, 3 hour lines, 4 hour lines, all over the United States. You go online, point click, and buy your toilet paper. It's there. It's available. They're waiting in line. When they get there, there's no toilet paper. If you bought it online, you'd get toilet paper delivered in a day or 2 days, your Prime account. There's just a lot of ignorant people out there. I don't know what else to say. It is bizarre. Wayne, the world is ending. Run to Costco. We need water. We need toilet paper. We need disinfectant. Really, you could just go on your computer to your Amazon or your Walmart account, point, click, buy it, it's delivered in a day. Are you all stupid? Is everybody out of their minds? If everybody does this, the entire American economy will go under. Now, they're not all doing it, because as I drove around Vegas this weekend, everybody was out. I don't even know what anybody's talking about. The Strip was busy. The shopping centers were busy. I went to Sprouts. It was busy. And it wasn't people buying toilet paper. It was people buying their regular groceries and their vitamins. I went to a nursery to get flowers from my backyard, and the nursery was busy. And people were buying flowers. Long lines, buying flowers. And restaurants were busy. And all the shopping centers were busy. And they weren't online for toilet paper, so evidently Vegas is still out. But the rest of the country has lost its mind. And by the way, even though I'm the one telling you it's not a big deal, and this is just the flu, anyone who got on a cruise ship in the last 2 weeks is a moron. Can I make that clear? You're a moron. You deserve to be stuck at sea for 5 days, or 5 weeks, or 5 months. Because you'd have to be that stupid to get on a cruise ship. See, I'm the guy who's telling everyone, play this thing down. It's not bad. But cruise ships are floating petri dishes. They're like killing fields for old people. Everybody's going to get sick and die on a cruise ship because they're all old and decrepit, it appears. And the coronavirus spreads like wildfire in the closed area like a cruise ship, which is like an airplane with the same air for everyone. And they've already found coronavirus inside the air duct systems of cruise ships. So you'd have to be crazy to get on a cruise ship, knowing that A, it's spreading like crazy, B, this is a bad time for old people, and that's what President Trump should do, in my opinion. Is he was too slow, by the way. President Trump's done a lot of things good, but he was too slow to say every old and sick person in America needs to stay home, don't travel, don't get on a plane, and for sure don't get on a cruise ship. Everybody else, get on planes, get on cruise ships, live your lives. But you've got to stop old people from traveling, because old people are going to get it and die and cause a panic. There's no panic. There's no reason to be panicked. If you're not 80 with underlying major disease and illness, you're not going to be dead. You're going to have the flu and you'll cough for 3 days. You'll get over it. Why would we panic when I believe it was 2018, 86,000 people died of the flu? 86,000 in the United States, and nobody panicked. No one gave a damn. Nobody even noticed. Know what we say about things like that? It was a rough flu year. It was a tough flu year. It was a busy flu year. It was a deadly flu year. It was a highly infectious flu year. Nobody stops going to restaurants. Nobody stops getting on airplanes. Nobody stops going to conventions. Nobody cancels South by Southwest. Nobody cancels ball games, sporting events, concerts. Nobody says you can't go to college anymore. Stanford today said they're canceling class for the rest of the semester. You'll learn online. Really? My son almost got in Stanford. You mean if I was paying $80,000 a year, you mean you're going to keep my $80,000 and you're going to tell my kid you're not learning anymore except online? Who else needs to pay you? And stocks didn't go 2,000 down because there was a nasty flu season. I've never heard anything so stupid in my life. But this is liberals and the liberal media and Wall Street idiots panicking the nation. The Wall Street idiots with the most money are the ones most easily to panic. Because the reality is this isn't that bad. The reality is the world is not ending. The reality is there's 20 people dead in America. I think it's 22 to be exact. But let's just say there's 24 people or so dead in America. 24. More people die of drunk driving accidents every week in Las Vegas. More people die of the flu every day, probably every hour. This is ridiculous. And of the 20-plus people that are dead, 15 of them came from one old, decrepit nursing home. I'm not saying I don't feel bad for people in a nursing home. I'm saying America doesn't have to stop going to work and commute, and no longer commute and sit home and cancel school and cancel sporting events because 15 old people died in one nursing home in Kirkland, Washington. That could be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It reminds me of every once in a while there's like a building on fire in a poverty-stricken area. It's always poor people. And somehow they're using like space heaters or something, right? And it catches fire and these poor people die and their poor children die and it's horrible and it's heartbreaking. And like 15, 20 people die in one house fire in Oakland or Harlem or Baltimore or Chicago, whatever, Detroit. It happens all the time. A few times a year, you hear 15, 20 people killed in one building in a fire. It's terrible. It's awful. But does that mean every building in America is going to catch on fire? Does that mean all of us should assume our homes are going to catch on fire? Does that mean none of us should ever turn on the oven again? None of us should ever use a space heater again? All of us should assume we can never go out again? We can never travel again? So today was the worst stock plunge since the financial crisis. And last week I remember there was a day where I said, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Insane. And it went up 1,000. And I said, see, I called the bottom. This was ridiculous. Well, I sure didn't call the bottom this time. I finally got one wrong. It's been a long time since I got one wrong on radio. But I got one wrong. But I'm telling you again, 6 months from now, the market will be higher than it is today. Mark it down. March 9th versus September 9th. It'll be higher than it is now. And anybody who sold out now is going to miss the greatest rebound ever. Because there's no reason for the stock market to be down. Now, of course, someone argued today wasn't even about coronavirus only. It was about the oil war going on between Saudi Arabia and Russia. A whole nother crisis. A whole nother fire to put out at the exact same time. Basically, Saudi Arabia has slapped Russia's hand. Slapped Russia's hand. Because Russia wouldn't abide by the rules Saudi Arabia was putting in effect. for OPEC. And they said, sorry, we're going to now pump oil and pump oil and pump oil into the system till oil goes to $20 a gallon and $20 a barrel, excuse me, and maybe $1.50, $1 a gallon. And at that point, we'll put Russia out of business. We'll destroy Russia. And, of course, the United States is in the middle of all this because if gas goes to $1.50 a gallon in Las Vegas and other places, and $1 a gallon in Texas, right, places like that, Louisiana, $1 a gallon, that sounds great for consumers. That would be fabulous, except the entire Texas will be out of business. Everyone in Texas will be unemployed. Every single person in fracking and energy and drilling is done. If oil goes to the teens, it's going to be a disaster for the American economy. At the same time, it's great for consumers. But if you don't have a job, what does it matter if gas is cheap? So in the middle of all this, we have a battle between two little boys fighting over whose pee-pee is larger. Saudi Arabia and Russia. And they're taking the whole world down with them. So the market plunged 2,000 points today. But President Trump was right. He said 37,000 flu deaths per year. So far, 22 deaths in the U.S., 15 of them from the same senior center. How is that a crisis that will plunge the stock market? And Dr. Mark Siegel said testing will show coronavirus is a relatively mild virus. And Elon Musk says the coronavirus panic is dumb. And I agree with him. It's probably the first time I've ever agreed with Elon Musk on anything. White House Communications Director Stephanie Grisham says we're telling people to act as if this is a severe flu season. I agree with her. It is a severe flu season, and that's it. And why you'd make the stock market crash, why you'd stop flying to Vegas, why you'd cancel conventions, why you'd stop eating out, why you'd wait in lines for toilet paper, I have no idea. But I think you've all lost your minds. Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. I'm fighting against coronavirus, too. I'm fighting against dumb investors. I'm fighting against dumb, selfish Wall Street, deep state, D.C. swamp billionaires who probably crashed today's market. I'm sure George Soros had much to do with this. I'm fighting against misconceptions about the illness. I'm 58 years old. I've lived through flu my entire life. You know how many times I got the flu in my life? I would guess 4 times in my life, which means I get it once every 20 years or so, or 15, excuse me, once every 15 years. And every time I got it, it was like a 6 or an 8 hour flu, and by morning I was all better. Made my muscles ache, and I threw up, or I coughed. So what? In 2-3 days, I'm better. What are you all talking about? And all the people passing on misinformation that this is much worse than any flu. This is very different. No, it's not. Yeah, there were people on ventilators in China. You know why? Nobody understands this. First of all, China's a third world nation. So is Iran. So is Italy, by the way. All three of them have third world medical systems. My friend in Italy, his uncle had a heart attack while he was visiting, and they drove the uncle to the hospital in Italy, and the hospital said, come back in 2 hours. Everyone's away at lunch. You know, and then when he finally got in, they had to bribe the doctor to treat the uncle. Otherwise, you got bad treatment, you waited 6 hours, you got the worst doctor in the hospital. But if you bring along, you know, $3,000 American cash, they bump you right to the top, and you get the best doctor in the hospital. And my buddy in Romania told me the exact same story. In Romania, you have to give them cash bribe under the table, or they won't treat you. That's what happens in third world government run. By the way, a doctor makes $50,000 a year, American equivalent. So of course they take cash bribes. If you don't pay people, that's what happens. So these are the worst medical systems in the world. If you get sick in a government-run system, you're screwed. You'll wait in line with everybody else. You'll wait in a long line. The hospitals are filthy. The coronavirus is in the hospital. You're going to get sicker. The people who bring you to the hospital are going to get sick. It's a nightmare. But China's the worst. Everybody smokes. Every male in China smokes 2-3 packs a day. Their lungs are just filthy black. So of course this thing that gets into someone's lungs is going to kill them. Everyone in China has been sucking in the air in China for the last 20 and 30 years. The air is black, filthy with pollution. And so everyone in China is smoking in 3 packs of cigarettes, even if they don't smoke. And then on top of that, they smoke 3 packs a day of cigarettes. And on top of that, they have a filthy diet. On top of that, they have sewage running through the streets. On top of that, they buy their meat in open-air markets with flies on the meat. On top of that, they have an incompetent government that would shoot you in the back of the head for coming up with coronavirus. You know, I've got the virus. Kill him. And then burn him. Cremate him. So the whole thing is ridiculous that America's going to have anything like China. Give me a break. Every single person in America has it is either in a nursing home or they just got off a cruise ship. That's the only two kinds of people that have it in America. In Vegas, one 50-year-old veteran has coronavirus. And all of a sudden, one article said he was on a cruise ship. There you go. There it is. Everybody gets it from the same two places. You know, they're very old and decrepit, or they were on a cruise ship. Or they just got back from visiting, you know, China, or they got back from visiting Italy, or they got back from visiting Iran. That's where all the coronavirus is coming. Third world nations bring it to us. And if I was Trump, number one, I would order all American citizens who are old, over the age of 70, and sick in any way, shape, or form. You can't get on an airplane and you cannot travel. Stay at home. And number two, I would order all flights closed. This is the chance. You don't have to close the American economy. You have to close and then give major, major money to the airport, you know, to the airlines. Just like we did, we bailed out the farmers. You'll have to bail out the airlines. But you've got to close all international flights in the United States of America. And that's the way you kill this thing, and that'll be the end of it. And this should have been done a month ago. And he did it with China. Brilliant. But he never did it with Iran. He never did it with Italy. And at this moment, it was reported today that people are landing in the United States, including here in my town, Vegas, from Italy, and nobody's checking the flights. They're landing from Italy, and no one's checking if you have a fever and a cough? How is that possible? Close the damn flights before American business is destroyed. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. The show is Wayne Allyn Root. We're on Unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I'm American made, proud of it. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stationed all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. You can email me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Call me anytime. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. WayneRoot@gmail. Coming up next, Kip Herridge, the number one economic guru I've ever met, who gets it right every time. Here to tell you, sell stocks or buy stocks. Up next.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here. And my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is the latest Republican lawmaker who is self-quarantining after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for the coronavirus. He joins Representatives Doug Collins of Georgia and Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, along with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. My gosh. It was a year, 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, 86,000 Americans died of the flu, and everybody's scared because 26 people have died in the United States, and I think 18 of the 26 are very old people in a nursing home, one specific nursing home in Kirkland, Washington. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I feel bad for them. I'm not saying I'm glad they're dead. Please don't misquote me, Right Wing Watch. But the entire nation does not have to go into quarantine. The entire nation does not have to stop traveling. The entire nation does not have to stop buying. The entire nation does not have to sell stocks. Because a bunch of very old and sick people died in one nursing home, it's a terrible situation. We'll need an investigation when it's all done. What happened in that nursing home? Probably just nobody was prepared for anything like this. Somebody brought it in, and it just spread from person to person. They're all old and extremely decrepit. Of course it spread from person to person. It's very easy on an airplane or in a nursing home where everyone's in close quarters or on a cruise ship. But the whole nation has to relax. Relax. Now, before I get to my guest, I want to mention Newsmax TV. We got a new time. New time. We're on every night at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, 8 p.m. Pacific. No other show like it on American TV, The Wayne Allen Root Show. We're on Unfiltered. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. And to make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com when I come on at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 Pacific, or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. Let's get our guest on without further ado, Kip Herridge. Economic expert, CEO, Vertical Research Advisory. His website is VRAinsider.com. Kip, it's still VRAinsider.com, yes?
That's it, Wayne.
VRAinsider.com. You can find his insights there. The Dow dropped almost 8% today, 2,013 points. Worst day since October 2008 due to concerns about coronavirus and an oil price war. The S&P dropped 7.6%. The Nasdaq fell 7.29%. So first off, is this a massive overreaction, and what should people think about tomorrow?
Yeah, I was listening, as I always do, to your show and following you on Twitter, and just great insights. And I'll tell you something, man, the everyday person, right, which is typically the Trump supporter like us, they get this. They see what this is. You just nailed it. This is Get Trump. It's mass hysteria. It's mainstream media fear-mongering. And I know these Wall Street elites, and so I'm seeing all the same people doing, it's a repeating pattern. This is what you look for as an investor. With Russia, they were all in. I'm talking about Wall Street elites, okay, the ones selling now, the ones trying to drive the market down. They were all in on Russia. It was going to get them out. Impeachment was certainly going to do it. But it was the trade war hysteria that I really saw it with, because they read it completely wrong. It was never a trade war. Trump always had this. But they were all in on it. So this is the one, the last chance to get him before the election. If you can take the economy down, you can get Trump. And I'll just give you some statistics that I think should point out the insanity of the oversold levels now and what's about to happen, which is going to be what we call a parabolic move higher. Look, this was the seventh worst out of top ten, seventh worst decline, single day decline since 1950. The very next day, 9 out of 10 of those days, the market screamed higher with an average gain of 3.2%, and a lot of those days were 5, 6% higher. I believe that's what's coming, whether it's tomorrow, Wednesday. I think tomorrow will be a much better day. And this reminds me, as I've told our clients, of a two-week version of 1987. I've been a broker 2 years. My mentor, his mentor, worked on Wall Street during the Great Depression. I had really good lineage there, and I learned a lot from him. In that 1987 one-day crash, 20% drop in one day. Again, we're down 19% now over 2 weeks. Very similar to me. He told me, Kip, don't do anything until the last hour. That's when we're going to buy. He didn't sell anything. He bought right at the lows. He bought a new sailboat out of it just a short while later from the gain. And that's what I'm seeing here, because in 87, the market dropped 20% today, and nobody could really tell you why. Even to today, nobody can tell you exactly why that happened. It was a market mania. It was a market panic, not an economic panic. It was the year 7 of Reagan, et cetera. So the market was overdue for a correction. I think that's some of this, but the Fear and Greed Index, which is a sentiment survey that many of us follow, long-term respect sentiment survey, hit a reading of 3 today. It goes from 0 to 100. It hit 3. The only time it's been lower in history was December the 24th, 2018, when the Federal Reserve tried to crash the market by raising rates in December when nobody's around. And that was the best buying opportunity, second best buying opportunity of my lifetime. March 2009 was number one. This will be right there. I think this will prove to be better than December 24th, 2018. The internals have crashed. They're getting all the reversal sign readings. The VIX, or the volatility index, is now at as high a level as it was in the 2008 financial crisis, all because of the craziness you're talking about with the coronavirus, people thinking that our healthcare system is somehow similar to northern Italy or to Wuhan, China. It's really, it's borderline insanity.
All right, so let me interrupt you because I want to jump in because I've got some texts here and some emails from my own listeners who are asking me to ask you some questions. So my listeners are all saying, we agree with Kip. It's oversold. It's overreaction. We agree with you, Wayne. You're both on the money with the market as far as coronavirus. But ask Kip about oil. Isn't oil a whole new thing entering, a whole new problem and crisis entering this kind of combined crisis, and that may be the major one they were reacting to today, even more than coronavirus. What's happening with Saudi Arabia and Russia, and how's it going to affect investors?
It was definitely the double barrel. You know, I think we've been higher today had it not been for the news over the weekend. It was just like the final panic fuel for the fire. And I live in Houston, so we're oil stocks are nothing new to us. Remember, just 4 years ago, oil got cracked again down to $27 a barrel. It, just 4 years ago, it's higher than that now. And within a year, oil was back to $55 a barrel. And what I see people really panicking about with oil, and these are the perma bears, the fear mongers on Wall Street trying to really scare people, is you're going, but all these banks that have this oil debt, company debt, they are really going to suffer. There's not a single major bank in the country that has more than 2% or so of energy company related debt. This will be resolved. This is, again, I think it would have been, I think the bottom would have been in place today. And I think because of the shale drillers that will go out of business, the spike is higher in oil price. We'll probably take it even higher than it's been this year. We could probably see in the next 12 months $70 oil because of this.
Right. And also, one of my listeners is saying, ask Kip, please, Wayne, what he thinks about buying Shell Oil and Exxon tomorrow.
Wow. But you've got some smart listeners. That's on my notes to you right here. My answer was going to be, if you asked me what was the one company a conservative investor could buy, it was going to be Chevron. The other two are great, too. If you're looking at, like, Chevron, and again, any of the majors of all applies. I like Chevron the best as a big major. It's down from $127 a share to $80. Where it closed today, and the dividend yield is 5.3%. There you go.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because Wayne Root, the guy who's been telling people for 2 weeks now, don't panic, and this is an overreaction, and this is ridiculous, and the world's not ending, and we're not all dying, and the death rate really is the same as the flu when you factor in the amount of people that aren't even reporting they've got it because they're afraid they'll be, you know, turned into, you know, they'll be ostracized and the world will run away from their homes. So really the death rate's much lower in China, and people don't need to panic here. But even I believe the one stock you should not own now, that no matter how low it goes, is cruise ships. I'm not a believer in cruise ships. They're like floating petri dishes. I don't think cruise ships are going to come back for years to come. But maybe I'm wrong and I'm overreacting. Speak as an investor, Kip, what your thought is on cruise ships.
Listen, I it's hard to disagree with that. But, like, for example, Carnival Cruise Line closed today at 22. And what was the range? The high was 57. So the bad news is built into these stocks. And that's actually the group we're watching. And it was down 18% today. When that group turns, it will tell us that the lows are in place. This group will probably get some kind of a subsidy or a tax deferment or some kind of a bailout. These are deep-pocketed, really wealthy companies. A lot of them aren't even, you know, freighted out of the U.S. You know, they're Greek or whatever. There's a lot of deep money in these names. This is actually a group that I would look to buy in the very near future as a big contrarian play.
All right, so what could President Trump and the Fed do now to save the economy? This is the last question, and it's got to be, I saved the most important one for last. If you're President Trump, what do you do now to restore confidence on Wall Street and with the average American consumer?
I, this is tongue-in-cheek, but I would send the Secret Service into New York Federal Reserve and force them to cut rates. It is outrageous, outrageous, that the Fed funds rate is almost a full, 75 basis points, almost a full percent above what the 10-year yield is here. The Fed has been way behind the curve. They've been following forever. The Fed must cut. They should have done it before the open this morning. And I think that's a big part of the confusion in the markets, going, what are they thinking? Everybody knows it's coming. Why not do it to help out the regular investor here? It's insanity. As far as Trump goes, look, that we're getting some, we're finally getting some monetary relief from the Fed. Now we need fiscal relief from Trump. I would say at least 3 months, if not 6 months, of no American paying any income taxes, corporate or personal. Let's take a bold move here. Trump is known for bold moves. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are panicking. Let's give them some relief and not have to let them worry about paying the bills for the next couple, 3 months, 6 months.
I like it because that was, if you've read my books, Kip, that was my recommendation years ago.
Yes.
Obama was destroying the economy. An income tax vacation to let people recover. I like
That's
it.
What I got
Good
it.
Idea. Income
what
tax vacation and the Fed's got to cut rates behind the scenes. All right, Kip Herridge, as always, on the money. Great guy, my economic guru. Haven't caught him wrong yet in all these years. About 5 years now, I don't think he's made one wrong move. And you would say buy tomorrow, yes?
Oh, we're buying, absolutely.
All right. This is not a nightmare. The economy's not going under. The stock market not going under. Kip Herridge says buy, buying opportunity. Wayne Root says always bet on America. Always bet on the American stock market. Always bet on President Trump. Thank you, Kip. God bless you.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, brother.
All right, Kip's address, by the way, is VRAinsider.com. Check out his insights. VRAinsider.com. I'm Wayne on the roof.
War.
I'm Wayne on the Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydrsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code root 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, presiding over the greatest overreaction in the history of the world is President Trump. And I don't mean his overreaction, I mean the people's overreaction, the Wall Street's overreaction. But he's got to get on the ball fast. He's got to reassure the American people. And he's got to get in front of the TV set and give a State of the Union address, in my opinion. And he's got to take control of this thing and let the people know. I mean, perfect example. Perfect example. Here's an article right here I want to reach you from The Week, which is anti-Trump. The Week, as in W-E-E-K, as in 7 days in a week. Washington nursing home with coronavirus outbreak reported shocking escalation from no symptoms to death. Okay, so that's a scary headline, and people get so scared. But read the base of the article. 15 of his residents have died. This is Kirkland, Life Care Center of Kirkland, Washington, outside of Seattle. Dozens of his workers have fallen ill. And as the Times put it, Life Care, that's the name of the place, Life Care, had some residents go from no symptoms to death in a matter of hours. But these are decrepit, old, diseased people, old, and filled with immune problems. It was surprising and shocking to us that we've seen that level of escalation from symptoms to death, said Tim Killian, a spokesman for the nursing home. Just listen to me. Hear this out. Efforts to contain the spread from Life Care aren't going well. Seeing as 70 of the center's 180 workers were out sick as of Sunday, it's important to note Washington State has reported just 3 deaths from the new coronavirus that weren't tied to the nursing home. 3 deaths in the entire state aren't tied to the nursing home. And Life Care is home to people who are elderly or recovering from illnesses. So those who died likely had weak immune systems and were more susceptible to COVID-19, otherwise known as coronavirus. Kids and adults have done extremely well in terms of recovery so far, says Dr. Jeremy Faust. Washington has the second highest number of COVID-19 deaths among all states, while New York has 142 cases and 0 deaths. Okay? 0 deaths. This is something like the flu, and the flu killed 86,000 2 years ago, and I believe it's killed 16 or 18,000 since this October. Okay? And nobody said a word about it. So is this faster? Maybe. You know, from the moment of no symptoms to death? Maybe. Is this spread easier? Maybe. But does this mean that we should all kill the stock market and stop doing business and stop going to restaurants and cancel college and cancel school and cancel sporting events? No! It doesn't. but we should cancel flights from outside the United States. I wouldn't allow any flights from Italy. I wouldn't allow any flights from South Korea. I wouldn't allow any flights from Iran. I can tell you that. I guess we don't allow flights from Iran anyway. I think Iranians have to fly through London or somewhere like that. I don't think there are flights to the United States from Iran, but I certainly wouldn't allow Italy or South Korea as well as China. And I certainly wouldn't allow any more cruise ships to go out, let alone come back. Cruise ships are floating petri dishes and they're causing the problem. And that's probably what happened to these people in this nursing home. One of these workers must have gone home to China or South Korea or Italy or gone on vacation to Italy and come back and affected another person and then another and another and another, and it just mushroomed and exploded in this nursing care home. Don't ever let anybody quote Wayne Rudess and say, I don't feel bad for them. What are you talking about? I've had grandparents and grandparents die, and I don't want anybody to die. And I know every person that dies who's elderly is somebody's grandma or grandpa. It's terrible to you when your grandma or grandpa dies. But to put this in perspective, there isn't one death in the state of New York. And when there is eventually one death in New York, it'll be some 80-year-old person with a terrible immune system who was, you know, sitting in a wheelchair slumped over. This is not causing, like, Wall Street traders to all die. This is not Ebola, as an example. And guess who reacted terribly to Ebola? Obama! Obama did nothing for Ebola. Nothing! Wouldn't stop a single flight from Africa. Did zero in this country for Ebola. And was very slow to react to a major flu pandemic as well. As far as I could see, government, whether Republican or Democrat, is always slow to react and always fairly, you know, behind the eight ball. Because government employees suck. I'll rely on the private sector every single time. Government employees suck, whether they're Republican or Democrat. They're not going to save your life at a very quick rate. They're all afraid of their own shadow. In any case, I hope you all heard the Kip Herridge interview. I hope it made you feel better. I know it made me feel better. And I know that what's happening out there makes no sense. There's no reason to panic at this point. None. You're not going to die from this coronavirus unless you're very old or very sick. And then you have to worry, and you have to take every precaution, you have to be careful, and I believe that's the one ruling Trump should do. He should demand that if you are old and if you are sick, you do not fly and you do not go out in public right now. Stay home and lay low. Let your grandkids do your shopping for you and bring the shopping home. Right? You just can't. You just can't. Let me mention Finest Known, by the way, sponsor of this segment of the show, because there's nothing more important than buying some gold or silver at this moment in time while the stock market is crashing and while the coronavirus and the oil crisis are raging. You've got to buy silver and gold. Silver is up. This ad was written 2 months ago. Silver was up 25% for the year. Well, guess what? Now it must be up substantially more. And it's because whenever there's a crisis, people want silver and gold. In the history of the world, by the way. And I told my friends at Finest Known I need a big offer on this show, and they did. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning they don't make a penny. You buy them at cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire 1 ounce Silver Eagles, pure 1 ounce, at dealer cost. Call 800-663-1929. 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com. Finestknown.com. And tell them Wayne Root sent you. You get 100 American Silver Eagle coins, pure, 1 ounce silver, at dealer cost, 800-663-1929. Your insurance policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
org.